podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome back to the Giants Center in Hershey. We've replaced Jason Tenick, Greg Warnock, alongside Greg Smith as we are here to bring you some great wrestling action coming up from Hershey. First, want to thank our sponsors for giving us the opportunity to be here today and throughout the entire weekend. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Herrenberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an advanced surgical hospital. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. Regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum, Dr. Brian Matuzic. Wortschel Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. And Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for more than 85 years. North Bank Franklin Drive in Washington. Greg, we got some good action coming up here from the girls as we will have not only the quarterfinals, but also have some consolation wrestling as well. And the mats have been cleared, and we're soon to be getting underway.
Yeah, we got a couple of great ones coming up, too, for our counties. And actually, I believe I heard the first wrestle blow already. And, yeah, wrestling underway. But, yeah, Greg, great afternoon coming up and a great next couple of days as well for all of our wrestlers here across all divisions.
And we're going to focus on the Washington and Greene County wrestlers, as Jason has been throughout the tournament thus far. And that includes Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry. She is on the mat. And, Greg, she is underway here at 106 pounds. She's taking on Julia Horger from Conwell Egan. And right away, it is Horger gets behind Trahan, has a leg in right now, trying to force her down on the mat. Trahan has the hold of the leg, but kind of reverse hold on it for right now.
Yeah, just trying to knock.
But there is the takedown for Horger to start things off.
Yeah, now Trahan's still holding on to that right leg. Now Horger has the leg in solidly and not working on the head of Trahan.
So she's trying to work up to her base right now, flattened out, legs in for Horger. She's trying to work on the head of Trahan.
Yeah, Horger looks a little high, and we're going to get a stalemate there. Probably best for both wrestlers is Trahan a bit stuck. Horger maybe just a little higher than she would like to be, and so they'll reset with 1:13 remaining in the first period. Looks like Horger's going to give her the escape, so we'll go back up onto our feet. 3-1 now the score.
Trahan trying with a shot in, standing her up and taking her right to her back. Trahan in some trouble. Horger, as Trahan now locks up on the head.
Yeah, Trahan still just under a minute remaining. Trahan trying to turn away from it. Now turns back into Horger and bridges up. Horger now, nice shot from Ella Trahan to get back to her base. But four near fall points for Horger extends her lead now out to 10-1. And right back now, Horger in the front. And she'll reset to ride base. And we're going to get a stoppage and blood time as Trahan now bleeding, and we'll take a break with 38 seconds to go in the first period. Horger of Conwell Egan leading 10-1.
Yeah, Horger coming in as the Southeast champion, 30-0 after her win in the first round. Trahan, the third place finisher out of the West, 29-6, coming into today's wrestling action. And Horger showing every bit of why she was the top-ranked wrestler as they seed the four region champions. So Horger gets the top seed of all four region champs and showing every bit of it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, she's been really strong, and give Trahan a lot of credit. She's really handling herself well, and quite frankly, I thought she was stuck on that second takedown, but does a great job bridging and getting herself free and giving her a chance here in this first period. All right, so sit out of Trahan, but Horger continues to ride.
Yeah, back underway here. We have a tough view of the scoreboard here to see how much time is left, but not looking good here for Trahan as she is back on her back. 20 seconds remaining in the period. Horger already up 10-1, looking for the fall.
Yeah, Trahan tried to sit out and just chin back Horger, and Horger will get the fall with just 5 seconds remaining. So a fall at 155 for Horger of Conwell League, and as she defeats Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry.
So we will see Trahan come back for another round of consolations. Girls have two rounds of consolations here to wrestle in addition to this quarterfinal. So she will be wrestling here again this round. Coming up here in just a little bit, we have Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan. She is on deck. So she will be coming up soon enough, and that's the only wrestler we have as far as on the board at the moment. But we're going to take a break and come back and get you ready for Marley Solomon's match, which is coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Wirtschel Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wirtschel and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know. People you trust. Wirtschel Funeral Home, off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of high school wrestling.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs. Sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Ella Trahan will drop to the consolations after her loss in the quarterfinals. Coming up here in just a moment, Marley Solomon at 112 pounds. The match before her just has just under a minute remaining. Other wrestlers coming up, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, she'll be coming up at 118 pounds. Abigail Dolanch of Avella will be coming up at 142. 148, Eva Gray of Cannon McMillan, and Ilana Ashby of Trinity. And at 190, Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan and Liliana Giulianelli, of Peters Township. So those are the girls that will be coming on the mats here from Washington Green County. Here in this round, most are in the winner's bracket. Ayala, the only the only one that's not. So see how they fare here as final seconds coming off. Marley Sullivan about to hit the mats at 112 pounds. So we'll get to see her first action of the day. Sullivan coming into this one. She was the West champion. She is 33-2 on the season as a sophomore for Cannon McMillan. And she will be taking on Nevia Colon from Wilson area. She's a freshman, 8-1 on the season.
Yeah, I'd love to dig into that record a little bit more, but they are underway on their feet. Both wrestlers in blue singlets, too, so this will be challenging for us. But
that's right, both blue and gold.
Yeah.
Wilson area and Kiana McMillan. But they're in a over-under tie situation, shot in by Sullivan, fought off. Back into tie-ups right now.
Yeah, Cologne tries to sort of lift with that over-under, but now tries a front trip, and they'll push out of bounds. 30 seconds gone, first period.
Fresh start for Sullivan. Working the tie-ups right now.
Just in hand fighting. Good snap there by Sullivan, but continue to hand fight. Good shot in from Sullivan. Working Cologne on that left leg.
Yeah, Cologne, you mentioned she's got that wrist, though, to stop Sullivan from that, to getting both hands on the leg, so unable to get it, and back into wrist tie. Sullivan taking the action.
Yeah, I love the aggressiveness so far of Sullivan, and you're right, though, the wrist control that Cologne has really sort of mitigating any attack that Sullivan can have, really working hard on that, really on that left wrist. Has really good control, does Cologne. Excuse me, the right wrist, I should say. Good low single there by Sullivan. And on the right leg of Cologne, trying to bring it up into the body. She's able to do it, but a really good whizzer attempt, a really good sprawling attempt by Cologne. Again, Sullivan almost bent over, bent at the waist, and we're going to get a stalemate, and they'll restart 23 seconds to go.
We actually will not see Ayala until the next round. I misspoke. 16 wrestlers in for the girls. I'm thinking of 20-man brackets for the boys, which is why I was thinking there would be a consolation round. Sullivan in on a shot. She will get the takedown just with 3 seconds remaining, and that's huge to take a 3-0 lead into the end of one.
Yeah, a really, really good low single there. And that time she was actually able to clear her body a little bit and get off to the side, which I think really stopped Cologne from having any real good defense. And then Sullivan able sort of just to shrug her off, get behind, and pick up that big 3 points, as you mentioned, at the end of the first period.
So she Sullivan defers her choice. Cologne will go on the bottom to begin the second period. So, yeah, with they did wrestle first round of consolation, so Ayala waiting for the loser from the quarterfinals.
Yep.
So she'll be coming up in the next round, so apologize for that. But Sullivan underway here, riding in this second period, leading 3-0. Trapping the arm on the back right now. Now trying to work a wing and a half is Sullivan. Getting a little bit high, though.
Yep.
Cologne able to get out to face Sullivan and to her feet for an escape. So it's now 3-1 Sullivan.
Yeah, Cologne reached for the head there, and Sullivan, I think, felt that pressure and sort of bailed out on it. Smart decision to give up one versus perhaps a combination opportunity.
Yeah, you, out of bounds.
Yeah, you get that hand on your head, and when you're riding on top, and you sort of think, is there an opportunity here to do something with it? And then once you realize that maybe they have the upper hand, it's a smart decision to bail out. Quick shot in by Cologne that time. So Sullivan now trying to grab that right ankle and swing behind, and she's got the leg laced but hasn't cleared it, and there's the 3 points. So another takedown for Sullivan. She leads 6-1 now, 50 seconds to go, second period.
Looking very good on her feet. We mentioned taking the action to Cologne, the whole first period, and now into the second. Now trying to get that wing back in again.
Yep.
She wants to try to double him up. Looks like she's got both bars in.
She's got great position, too. Hips back, riding on top, and really in control here. Just 20 seconds left. I think probably more so just don't make any mistakes here, but she starts walking up towards the head.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Narratives are potentially dangerous. The issue is when you get those wings sometimes, you got to be slower, but you got to be able to get them to their back, right?
So
it's a fine line between how hard do I crank this, but don't do it too fast, because that potentially dangerous can come pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, that's really sort of a match-ending move if you can walk it, but you're right, very fine line. But yeah, great job by Solomon, I think, here to ride out the period on top.
She's got a cross-face cradle, but it's going to run out of time before she can turn her over. So Solomon has choice, leading 6-1 after two. She's going to go on the bottom for the third period.
Yeah, again, you mentioned good on her feet, both with a takedown in the first period and then a takedown in the second period. Great stand-up, and they're actually going to get a reversal there, sort of a standing switch. And 8-1 now, Solomon extends her lead.
Yeah, very quick to get that reversal.
She kind of got up to her feet and I think wanted to cut herself just for the escape, but then Cologne kept her body close enough that Solomon able just to take advantage, and she's really taking control of this match, I think. That first period was tight. Cologne had a few opportunities, but Solomon now riding and, again, looking to work that wing.
Yeah, trying to be slower with it this time around, but another potentially dangerous with 1:19 to go in the third period. Again, Solomon leading 8-1, and Cologne slow to get to the center circle.
Yeah, I mean, just how much are we seeing? I mean, you see Solomon, too, and I think with those wings, it's almost some of asserting some dominance, I think, right? It's obviously she's been very good with them and controlling it, but I think at this point in the match, you're really just looking to continue to sort of press the envelope.
She broke her down hard to the mat, and Cologne asking for injury time. Solomon's a very physical wrestler.
Very much.
And she's been able to your point, impose her will to take this 8-1 lead. So the next wrestler for the Washington Greene County area will be Abigail Dolanch of Avella at 142 pounds. Solomon here is at 112, so we got quite a few weight classes in between.
Yep.
Each weight class will have four matches in it, so shouldn't be too long. And actually, the first 142-pound match is
already
third
populated
in the hole, so we'll have to see, depending on Solomon's finish, if we send back for some music or if we'll stick here. But for now, Solomon's still on the mat.
Yeah, I've been so impressed. She's honestly, I think, just gotten better throughout this match, too. And, you know, in this state tournament, I think you see that a lot of times in that first minute or two, wrestlers are feeling each other out, right? They understand sort of the quality of opponent that they're facing, and so you don't want to be the one to make that mistake, or especially with the three-point takedown now, that's a big hole to climb out of. And so you could see Solomon, I think, being very selective in that first period. She gets that leg takedown, and over this last three-plus minutes, she's been in complete control.
Wrestling back underway. Solomon riding and leading 8-1. Just about a minute to go in this third period. He's got a leg in underneath right now.
Yeah, just keep your hips up here. Don't get too high. Good little breakdown there. And not say you want to just ride this out, but just I think at this point it's just minimizing mistakes.
Right now she has control here on top, down to 40 seconds left. Third period. Has her broken down flat, now does Solomon, and once again trying to work a wing in.
Hammering that, yeah.
Yeah, she's got that wing, and she's putting that pressure on the right shoulder. She's trying to look for that wrist, going to slowly take it over. And again, another potentially dangerous. One thing I've noticed, too, about girls wrestling in particular, they're very flexible, right? And so because these girls are more flexible, sometimes you get those potentially dangerous calls where on the boys' side, they might have just went over.
Yeah, right. It's a good observation there as whistle blows, and once again, Solomon able to quickly shrug Cologne back down to the mat. Here we're at 10 seconds to go. And it looks like Solomon's going to find her way into the semifinals.
So Washington, Greene County having one semifinalist locked in, and it's Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan. She will win by an 8-1 score to advance to the semifinals, which will take place here tonight. And Abigail Dolanch is in the hole on that same mat that Solomon just wrestled on. So just a couple of bouts away from seeing Abigail Dolanch. So we'll stick here. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and chat a bit more in regards to, you know, what we're going to see here today from the girls' side of things, and continue to bring you the wrestling action from the Giants Center in Hershey. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasilacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Back to the Giants Center in Hershey. Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith bringing you the quarterfinals here from the girls' PIAA championships. And a couple of matches away, Greg, we'll have a couple of girls from the Washington County area. Abigail Dolanch of Avella. She'll be at 142 pounds. And then Elena Ashby of Trinity at 148. So both are coming up. Also have Eva Gray as well of Cannon McMillan. So they're all just a couple of bouts away here as we are through the first three weight classes. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry unfortunately lost by fall, and Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan was a winner into the semifinals. So we'll see Trahan and Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan coming up in the next round of consolations.
Yeah, great showing so far, and you know I'm excited to see Solomon wrestle into the semis, as I thought she was just outstanding in that quarterfinal match. And you know I think Ella Trahan just sort of ran into a bit of a buzzsaw in her in her match, but certainly I think wrestled well given her opponent. So I think both wrestlers so far that we've had a chance to see, still a lot ahead of them, and again a great showing so far from our Wash Green wrestlers here. Over this first day or so of wrestling.
Looking at the upcoming matchups at 142 pounds, Abigail Dolanch of Avella, she will be wrestling Angelina Bachman of Parkland. And Dolange coming in at 31-1. She is a sophomore and was the West champion. Taking on Spockman, who is the Southeast third place finisher. She is a junior, and her record is 37-5. Mention Ashby from Trinity. She'll be coming up as well. She was a West champion, and she is 30-4 on the season. And she'll be taking on Eve Kurtz from Pine Grove. She is a senior, 31-5 on the season. And also mentioned Eva Gray as well. She was the West runner-up to Ashby, and she is a senior, 29-8 on the season. And Gray will be taking on the Southeast champion, Jameson Strickland. She is a sophomore from Sun Valley, 29-4 on the season. So those are the three matchups that we have coming up, and all three, Greg, could be hitting at the same time.
Yeah, we'll have to do our best. It'll mimic our previous year's coverage, where we'll be bouncing around, but certainly I think having the opportunity to focus on each of those matches a little bit more closely, something that we've enjoyed and trying new.
Yeah, in case you're just joining the coverage, we're covering the Washington Green County wrestlers here on WJPA. And make sure we're focusing on their matches and letting you know exactly how they transpire as the wrestling takes place. So should be some good ones here coming up. One of the matches just finished up, so Dolanche now on deck. Ashby and Gray still in the hole on their two mats. In case you missed any of the AA action for the boys, they have three wrestlers who will be bringing home a medal to Washington Green County. Drake McClure at 133 pounds from Bentworth. He will be wrestling in the consolations here tonight. And two semifinalists, Greg. Yep. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry at 215 and Colin White of West Green at 285.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously some wrestlers who are familiar with this. And, yeah, excited especially for Welsh and White to get the opportunity to wrestle tonight for a chance to move on to
Wrestle for a state championship.
Wrestle for a state championship. So really exciting there. And certainly Drake McClure bringing home a medal is another, you know, big opportunity. And so, yeah, maybe not quite the numbers of AA that we'd like to see, but certainly some really good opportunities and outcomes nevertheless.
On the AAA side, coming up here after the girls' action in Washington Green County, there are four total wrestlers in the quarterfinals. That's Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township, Dom Canale of Trinity, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, and Jake Conroy of Ringgold. And in the consolations, we got TJ Allison of Trinity, Darius McMillan of Peters Township. We'll see if McMillan can go. He did have to injury default in the round of 16. Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. So no one was eliminated from the AAA side yesterday. They'll all be wrestling in four in the quarters and four in the consolation. So eight total wrestlers coming in and eight still alive here on the AAA side. So that's coming up here in just a little bit when AAA gets underway. So that's all still to come. For now, we'll take another break and we will come back as we'll get set for the matchup for Dolanche and Spockman, and we'll also be having Ashby and Gray coming up as well. So we'll have all of that for you here in just a little bit as you are listening to Wrestling Action here on the WJPA Sports Network, and it's brought to you here by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Wrestlers at this week's state championships. Just like these fine young men, our region is winning thanks to hard work, determination, and perseverance. Mark your calendars for Claysville's annual Pike Day Festival the third weekend in May. Come celebrate our heroes, heritage, and history, and enjoy country hospitality at its finest with children's activities, live bands, a craft fair, and great food. Congratulations and best of luck to McGuffey's qualifying wrestlers.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Wrestling here in the Giants Center in Hershey. Abigail Dolanche of Avella coming up. Elena Ashby of Trinity also coming up. They're both on deck, and Eva Gray of Cannon McMillan in the hole. So all that still to come here in just a short while.
Yeah, we're getting close. We unfortunately do have the stretcher out on another mat, so that's holding things up a little bit, but moving along.
Yeah, and you and I haven't been here too long, Greg, but this is the second stretcher we've seen already.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, this is my third year coming here, and I was trying to think how often I'd seen the stretcher in the two previous years, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure that I recall seeing it over the last 2 years, and so certainly a little disheartening to have seen it, but I know the first stretcher we saw, the wrestler was seemingly moving their extremities, and hopefully this is a similar instance of nothing too serious, but mostly precautionary, but obviously not us to speculate. And hopefully we'll get some Washington and Greene County wrestlers going here very shortly.
Yeah, and that we will. It's the second period coming to a close on the mat for Dolanche, and Ashby of Trinity is actually on the mat now.
All right.
A quick fall happened on mat four, so Ashby, you could see her running to the mat and about to get underway in her matchup. So with Dolanche coming up on mat six, I'll let you focus on that one there, Greg.
Sure.
With Ashby.
You betcha. So they're pulling it up right now. So as Greg mentioned, Eve Kurtz of Pine Grove, her opponent. Kurtz coming in with a record of 30-5. Again, as Greg mentioned, Elena Ashby, 29-4 on the season here in this quarterfinal match at 148 pounds. Whistle blows, and we are underway. No tie-up yet. Ashby starts to engage Kurtz. And Ashby pushing hard into Kurtz to start. Kurtz a little upright. Shot in by Kurtz. Not real deep on the shot. Ashby back up to their feet they go. A little bit of a front headlock, but Kurtz trying to pull herself out, and she'll be able to do that. And so back into a standing tie-up as Ashby continues to push hard into Kurtz. Quick touch of the left leg. They'll go out of bounds. And minute 27 remaining. No score. Ashby of Trinity, Kurtz of Pine Grove. And the whistle blows, and back to tied up they go.
Getting ahead right now is Ashby.
Almost stepped into a headlock there, did Ashby, but decided otherwise. Another poor shot from Kurtz. Ashby trying her best to throw that leg back, although Kurtz now a little in on that left leg, so Ashby's going to have to focus her attention on breaking that grab onto the left leg. She's able to separate those hands for a minute, but Kurtz able to regain it. So Kurtz holding onto that left leg underneath Ashby. Ashby trying to hip that left side into her and clear her left leg out. Officials watching closely, and unsurprisingly a stalemate, and they'll stand back up. 40 seconds to go, no score.
Yeah, Ashby tried to spin around behind, but catching that leg was Kurtz and able to draw it in a little bit.
Yeah, not a, a little bit of a slow-moving Ashby, really pushing her weight around, but not a ton of quick shots, I should say. But yeah. Ashby seems really intent on tying up and trying to set something up from that tie-up. Kurtz seems a little less willing to engage into those tight tie-ups that Ashby's trying to push on. Under 10 seconds now. Quick shot by Kurtz. Again, in on that right leg now of Ashby. Ashby, once again, trying to clear that right leg, trying to get herself behind. First period going to come to an end as Kurtz was nearing a takedown. Nothing will happen. First period comes to a close. No score. Elena Ashby of Trinity against Eve Kurtz of Pine Grove.
Match just finishes up on mat number 6. So we'll be seeing Abigail Dolanche of Avella taking on Spockman from Parkland. So go out to get their ankle bands.
And as you mentioned, Eva Gray of Cannon Mac now on deck on mat 2. So make sure you stay here as we've got two county wrestlers on and another one on deck. Ashby starts down, able to stand up quickly to her feet. Almost is able to hit a sort of a standing switch. Instead, will take the escape. So Elena Ashby of Trinity now leads 1-0, 10 seconds into the second period.
Dolanche 10 seconds into her match. Underway. Working to tie up right now, and they break free from one another.
Kurtz in on a shot. Not a great shot. Trying to get that right leg. Looks like Ashby has that leg clear, not trying to get behind for a takedown. Kurtz able to sort of dump Ashby, though. Ashby trying to hang on now as Kurtz in good position for a takedown. Ashby trying to hip down that right side. Looks like she's got those legs clear. Maybe trying to work for like a nearside cradle, but nothing doing yet. As Ashby closing in, now looks far side, finally gets herself around, got to clear that arm, able to do so in a three-point takedown for Elena Ashby of Trinity. She leads 4-0 now, under a minute to go, second period.
Dolan's tried to take a shot, now in a side-by-side situation with Spockman. Now she grabs a hold of the head, trying to hip over the body. And now Spockman hips over, and she's going to get the takedown and back points here on Dolanche. Dolanche on her back and in some trouble. Spockman was able to get the hips over top of Dolanche. And there is the fall. Spockman of Parkland will get the fall on Dolanche at 1 minute and 29 seconds.
Man, what a mad scramble that was. It looked like Dolanche had it to start and just... Give Spockman credit, able to scramble herself to find a way to get that near fall. Tough break for Dolanche. Ashby continuing to ride on Kurtz. We're under 10 seconds to go. Still leads 4-0. Right on the end line, Kurtz trying to get an escaper, trying to clear her body, but Kurtz is going to run out of time. Great job from Elena Ashby to hold on for the duration of that second period. After the takedown, she will take a 4-0 lead into the second, into the third period, excuse me, against Kurtz of Pine Grove.
Also get a fall on mat 2, which means Eva Gray of Cannon McMillan should be underway here in just a moment.
Kurtz going to start down. Again, Kurtz of Pine Grove trailing 4-0 to Elena Ashby of Trinity. Ashby trying to find herself into the semifinals at 148 pounds. Looks like we're going to get a caution, so Ashby will stand up and come back on top again, and it looks like we're going to get another caution. The official coming up to explain. Looks like it's the positioning of her hand on Kurtz's elbow. So there's a little bit of conversation there as Ashby will try again here for the third time. Whistle blows and they're underway. Quick switch by Kurtz. Nice shot by Ashby to defend that and continue to work on top just 10 seconds into the third period.
Eva Gray underway. She is wrestling Jameson Strickland from Sun Valley. Strickland in on a leg. Gray trying to spin around behind. Now drops Gray to a hip. And Strickland's going to be able to work her hips up across and get the takedown. Strickland leads 3-0.
Ashby gives up an escape to Kurtz. So Kurtz now trails 4-1. A minute 20 to go, third period. And a really tight tie up. Again, Ashby continuing to push into Kurtz. Kurtz almost standing up straight. Kurtz in on a shot. Nice defense by Ashby. Ashby trying to work herself around now. No points given. We're at under a minute now. Kurtz trying to find herself sort of high crotch through it, but Ashby trying to get behind, trying to clear that leg. She's going to do it. Nice job, Elena Ashby. A three-point takedown with 45 seconds to go. She now leads 7-1. Third period. Riding on top up six, and we're going to get a potentially dangerous 42 seconds. Ashby of Trinity, 7-1 lead over Eve Kurtz of Pine Grove.
I think they actually gave a penalty point.
Oh.
Full Nelson.
Oh, good call. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, hopping back and forth on those halves. Eva Gray, injury time. She got a reversal. Strickland threw a leg in, got high. Gray was able to shake down, get the reversal, and then I think just kind of landed awkward. She's looking at her right foot right now is Gray. She's trailing 3-2, 45 seconds into the first injury time going.
Kurtz tries to stand up. Ashby breakthrough back down. As Greg mentioned, the penalty point awarded to Kurtz. 7-2, Ashby leads now 25 seconds as she now works that left arm, trying to walk it up towards the head is Ashby. Just got to be careful, perpendicular to Kurtz, but able to ride on top now. 15 seconds to go. Elena Ashby trying to hang on and find herself into the semifinals, continuing to work that left arm, and she's going to actually able to turn Kurtz over. We got near fall points coming for Elena Ashby.
And she got the fall.
She did get the fall with just 2 seconds remaining. So Elena Ashby of Trinity, a fall at 5:58 over Eve Kurtz of Pine Grove, and Elena Ashby onto the semifinals at 148 pounds.
Second semifinalist coming out of Washington County is Eva Gray riding, trailing 3-2. She's been able to ride for the last 35 seconds. Strickland trying to get that leg. She's able to get that leg, then hits a switch, and Strickland will make it 5-2. 25 seconds left here in the opening period.
Looks like on deck on mat two as well. We've got Giulianelli of Peters Township.
Yeah, Giulianelli there, and Natalie Rush is on the hole. So we got those two coming up. Gray trying to get to her feet. She will, but time will expire. It's going to be 5-2 at the end of one for Strickland of Sun Valley. So two medals guaranteed.
Yep.
For Washington County here in the girls so far. And three wrestlers will be coming back here in the consolations. We've got three more still wrestling here. Gray wrestling neutral in this second period. Trails 5-2, getting to a tie-up with Strickland. Strickland, fireman's carriage, and going to get the takedown on Gray. That's a pretty clean fireman's carriage there from Strickland to go up 8-2.
Yeah, really clean. Those are tough moves to hit cleanly, and Strickland able to do it there.
And now she has Gray flattened out. 1:15 to go in the second. She's got her half. She's trying to work with, she's got the wrist right now, and then trying to work the half as well. Out of bounds with 59 seconds left here in the second period. 8-2. Lead for Strickland.
And again, coming up, Esmeralda Telez of Reading against Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. That's on deck at 190 pounds. And coming up in the hole, Natalie Rush of Ken McMillan will take on Yuris Piguero de la Rosia of J.P. McCaskey.
An escape for Gray to make it 8-3. Shot in by Strickland. Gray right now has her stretched out. Now able to get Gray down to a hip as Strickland and works up the body, and now Strickland's going to get the takedown with 15 seconds left. It's 11-3, Strickland. Now trying to work on the head is Strickland with that leg in. And the period will come to a close. So choice belongs to Strickland, up 11-3, and she'll go on the bottom.
Yeah, not quite in Tech Fall territory yet is Strickland, but certainly trying to accumulate points here, up 8.
Yeah, down this many, too. This is a good spot for Gray to be in, try to see if she can work any kind of pinning combinations.
Right. Strickland doesn't seem to be in any rush to move. She seems content so far here early in this third period.
Yeah, really just not allowing Gray to get any kind of wrist control or anything.
Yeah, no real attempt to stand up or sit out or anything.
But also not being broken down either.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, and Gray now just almost getting herself a little high just to try to instigate something, putting herself in a tough spot. But you're right. I mean, if you're Gray, it's time to go with just over a minute to go, and Strickland just really not allowing it.
Yeah, and she hops out to the side. Now Strickland grabs the leg of Gray, and Gray trying to cross face her, now just trying to get her off the leg. And Strickland, if you're here in this spot, right, you're just trying to let the time go off the clock.
Yeah, you'll.
And she's not pressing to score by any means.
Nope.
She just wants to stay right there in that spot.
You're right, and she's got that right leg just laced up or held on to, I should say.
But they call stalemate with 40 seconds left, but to me it's a little too late there at that point. I mean, stalemate, a stall call, something to that effect, just to get them a fresh start.
Yeah, and if you're Strickland, a minute 20 seconds off the clock, you'll take that.
Yeah.
As Gray goes back to work again, just hammering on the head, all that pressure up on that upper back of Strickland, just trying to get under an arm. And there's a stalling finally from the official on Strickland, but as you mentioned, probably just too little too late.
Yeah, probably that should be at least her second getting
And some of that is trying to understand the context, right? I mean, okay, that first 30 seconds, maybe you let that go, but to let it go as much as 80 seconds before even just calling a stalemate, too, not even a stall at that point, maybe a little generous with that whistle to Strickland.
Which is usually odd at the state tournament because they're usually pretty quick to hit those stalls, but it is going to be a final. Strickland will defeat Gray 11-3 at 148 pounds, and that will bring up from Peters Township Liliana Giulianelli. She'll come out to the mat. And Natalie Rush sitting on deck. So both those wrestlers here at 190 pounds.
And Giulianelli's opponent, Esmeralda Telez, a junior, 30-2 on the season. The number... 30-2 on the season, so underway they go as they are tied up.
Second round consolations for the girls, not set to start till 1:15, so it looks like there will be a little bit of a break after this round finishes. We're 35 seconds in, scoreless.
Telez tries to almost step through. I wouldn't say got close to a headlock, but certainly was trying to get up under Giulianelli a little bit. But nice job from Liliana to fight that off. Is under a minute they go, still no score and really no movement so far. You can see Telez, there's a little bit of a snap there. really trying to get some leverage under Giulianelli. Giulianelli not really that interested in tying up, or at least not tying up under Telez's terms, as she continues to shrug her off. Under 20 seconds to go, still no score, no movement.
Natalie Rush sitting on deck. She'll be coming up here shortly. Looks like we're going to be at the end of one between Giulianelli and Telez.
Yeah. Like that Giulianelli really wasn't, I think Telez really wanted to dictate that first 2 minutes again, trying to get some leverage, trying to, I wouldn't say kind of get that double underhook, but trying to get underneath Giulianelli, and she does a nice job of just sort of shrugging that off. And again, we've talked about it here a little bit, you know, kind of that first period, filling each other out, not letting the other wrestler dictate. And Giulianelli going to clear herself as she started the second period on bottom. She'll get an escape, and she leads 1-0 10 seconds in.
So they do move up the second round of consolations they just announced. So that'll be at 1 o'clock as opposed to 1:15. So depending on how Natalie Rush finishes, it might be right around that same time.
Yeah, that match before Rush is really, truly about the halfway point. So although it looks like that might end prematurely, as we've got a fall over on mat 6. So Natalie Rush will be hitting the mat here. Giulianelli still leads 1-0 over Telez of Reading. That match under a minute to go is Giulianelli trying to get behind for a takedown, and she's going to be able to do it. And out of bounds they go. Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township takes a 4-0 lead, 52 seconds to go, second period. Great takedown right on the boundary.
Yeah, they were side by side, right? And it looked there for a moment it could go to either wrestler, depending on how it went. And Giulianelli does a nice job getting her head underneath to get that takedown. So Natalie Rush underway. Trying to snap down is Rush.
Rush taking on Yuris Piguero del Rosaria. Excuse me for...
I'm glad you're saying it.
Yeah,
me,
just doing my best, certainly all respect.
You.
And J.P. McCaskey, so that's where Piguero del Rosaria is from. 15 seconds to go. Looks like we've got, this is in the Telez-Giulianelli match, Telez trying to get behind, trying to find at least an escape, if not a reversal. Giulianelli hanging on, just 5 seconds to go. And Giulianelli's going to get to the end of the period. No score there. 4-0 she leads over Telez of Reading at the end of two.
Piguero del Rosario gets the opening takedown on Rush. Halfway through the first period, she leads Rush 3-0. Rush coming in as the West champion, a senior, 34-6. Piguero del Rosario, the South Central third place finisher, 29-4. She's also a senior. And stoppage with a potentially dangerous there. 35 seconds to go in the first. Rush trailing 3-0.
Giulianelli underway in the third period, riding on top of Telez. She's leading 4-0, heavy on the head, trying to work a half Nelson. Telez up to her feet. Giulianelli, though, brings her right back down. Nice job there, as it looked like Telez may have had a little bit of an escape opening, but back to the mat she goes, as we're 30 seconds into this third period. Giulianelli trying to hang on, leading 4-0.
Rush getting taken over to her back, a wing, and now she's in some trouble. Piguero del Rosario has Rush on her back. Rush able to roll all the way through with it, but not before giving up back points. And Rush is going to trail 6-0 at the end of one.
Telez with an escape now. We're at 1 minute to go, third period. Telez trailing 4-1 against Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. in on a shot. We're going to get a stall warning on Giulianelli now. Got to be careful. Looks like she's got a cradle that she was trying to work from standing up. Instead, Telez in on a double. Head between the legs. Giulianelli sprawled out. Telez's hips now against the mat. Giulianelli spins behind. Three-point takedown. Giulianelli, a huge takedown. 30 seconds to go. She now leads 7-1.
Yeah, when you mentioned that cradle attempt, that's when you just want to spin behind, get that takedown, yep, and seal up the match.
Yeah, it looks like she's going to do that, barring, although Telez able to find the head. Nice job, Giulianelli clears that head, though. Telez just a last-gasp effort, trying to do something.
Rush of Cannon McMillan taken to her back with a wing, and she's going to get pinned. Time of the fall, 2 minutes and 34 seconds for Peguero del Rosario. And Rush will drop to the consolations.
But on the other side, match is over. And it looked Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, your winner, 7-1 over Esmeralda Telez of Reading at 190 pounds. So Giulianelli into the semis with a win here against Telez of Reading.
We're going to take a short timeout and set the stage for the upcoming consolation round, which is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock, but we'll let you know what wrestlers we will be seeing here on that side of things. So we'll take a quick timeout and bring you that in a moment here from the Giant Center in Hershey. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
One couple matches here still happening at the Giant Center in Hershey, but as far as Washington County goes, we have wrapped up, and I was looking too. Washington Green County is obviously what our coverage is here today, but no Green County wrestlers here on the girls' side, so all Washington County. But three wrestlers have clinched a medal. Once you get to the semifinals, you're guaranteed a top six finish. So we'll have three semifinalists coming back here tonight. Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan, Elena Ashby of Trinity, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. Consolation round, which will take place here at 1 o'clock. We will have a total of five wrestlers coming back. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, Abigail Dolanch of Avella, Eva Gray of Cannon McMillan, and Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan, all coming up here in this upcoming consolation round. So again, that's going to take place here right around 1 o'clock. So we'll be back on a couple of minutes beforehand just to make sure we set the stage and we don't miss a thing, because Ella Trahan, she's going to come up quick.
Yep, she's right at 106, and Yeah, she very well might be in that first batch of wrestlers with six mats going here at the Giant Center. It's nice to be able to obviously provide our listeners with a, hey, we're going to be back at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I know with our coverage, sometimes that can be tough to dictate. So it's nice to say, look, a few minutes before 1, tune us back in, and we'll be here to bring you this consolation coverage of girls wrestling.
Yep, so we're going to send it to the FM side here for about 15 minutes, and then we'll come back on to bring you the wrestling action from the girls' side of the consolations. And a big round, Greg, as well, because winner, you get a medal.
Yep.
Loser, your season's done. This is always a fun match in this blood round.
Yeah, no kidding. And as you mentioned, five wrestlers here, so a really big opportunity for these Washington County wrestlers to find themselves, whether it be for a first time or, not your first time, a chance to stand up on that podium, which is a huge, huge accomplishment.
So we'll be back here in about 15 minutes around 1 o'clock. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center here in Hershey as we get set for the consolation round for the girls PAAA Wrestling Championships. And big round here, Greg, as the winners, they're going home with a top eight medal. Losers, they are one win shy. The blood round, as they always call it. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of stress. It's exactly what you could hope for here. We are already underway, and I know we've got a couple of big matches here early on for some of our Washington County wrestlers.
Yeah, Ella Trahan for Cherry. She is on deck, so she'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Looks like the only one that's on the board here for Washington County. So she'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Again, the other wrestlers, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, Abigail Dolanch of Avella, Eva Gray of Cannon McMillan, and Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan, all still to come. It looks like we're going to get Trahan pretty quick here. Is that match on mat two? Wrestler has her on her back. Might fight this off. Keep in mind, 1-2-2 periods here in the consolation. So. Yep.
And it looks like Uni Ayala is also on the board in the hole on mat three. So we'll make sure we keep you here as both Trahan and Ayala coming up here in the next few minutes. And as you mentioned, a 1-2-2, which I think ended up being beneficial for the wrestler that was on her back on that too, is the second period is now underway, so fighting off there. So we will have to wait a few more minutes until Ella Trahan enters the match for her consolation match.
Appreciate you listening to us, whether it's online or on the air here on WJPA. And want to thank our sponsors as well. This might be a good time, Greg, just to mention this event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PAAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the expressed written consent of the PAAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Also want to just give a shout-out. I did it last week, but I want to shout-out to Mark Uriah. First time he is not here, Greg. It's we got to honor him last year.
Yep.
It was pretty special. And I know he always hated the spotlight, so to speak, right? But I don't know. We were driving up here, and we're just like, this is a different feel without Mark being here.
It is, and certainly I hope, I'm sure Mark will be listening periodically throughout the weekend, and so hats off, Mark. We certainly miss you here, but as Greg mentioned, was honored before the state championship last year, a well-deserved honor for Mark, and we certainly appreciate him sort of being the guiding light and sort of this coverage and getting us to where we are today and big part of that, so glad you could mention that.
Absolutely. And he's probably right now cussing me out saying for bringing up his name, but
yeah,
had to do it, right?
He was not very happy that you gave him the appropriate send-off last year at the end of our coverage after the state championship matches were over. But it looks like our match on mat two has found a conclusion. So Ella Trahan from Fort Cherry will be hitting that here in moments from now.
Yeah, Trahan just coming out to the mat. So we'll be bringing you that action at 106 pounds. Trahan will be wrestling Jessica Lee from Chambersburg.
Lee on the season 23-5. Trahan on the season 28-6.
We are underway here at 106 pounds in the consolation. Trahan right now just in a tie up. And looks like we're going to stop it. Headgear comes off for Lee.
Yeah, strong on the head. And you can see Trahan trying to be the aggressor early on. Shot in on that right leg. Able to dump Lee over. Doesn't have the points yet. And there it is. And the sheet. It looked like they gave her the points. But now it looks like they haven't awarded that yet. And she almost dumped her Greg right to her back. So Trahan with a great shot and looking for points and maybe a combo move here as well.
Yeah, she's fully behind. I think they just haven't put the points on the board yet, but a definite takedown, and there they are. Good job by Trahan, though, because Lee was able to grab that ankle. We're looking for that funk roll, and for a second it was like, oh, boy, here we go. But
right.
Trahan able to settle that down. Lee does get in a sit-out, a couple sit-out and turns to her feet, close to getting the escape. Trahan trying to be heavy on the head. But there is the escape with just 2 seconds remaining. So it'll be 3-1. Trahan at the end of one.
Yeah, nice shot from Lee there to get the escape. But I love the aggressiveness of Trahan. And she's going to go right back to it. She's going to start from the neutral position. Again, a really good shot and was almost able to combo that move. So maybe you can see if she can't replicate that again.
Get back into a tie up here. Nice double leg shot. Good job, though, by Lee. And a toss here from Trahan is going to put Lee to her back. Trahan, a four cherry, looking for the fall and to clinch a medal. Ella Trahan right now just trying to settle the shoulder back of Jessica Lee. And there it is. Fall for Trahan, a four cherry at 1 minute and 27 seconds.
Yeah, excellent. Love the aggressiveness and love the sort of the pivot, right? A good double leg shot. Saw the opportunity, sort of an exposed body from Lee and Trahan, as you mentioned, the big toss to finish it. Excellent. Again, love the aggressiveness and love the opportunity to pivot into a big move there to finish it off.
So we are through with another medal coming here for the WPIAL in the Washington County. Ayala of Cannon McMillan, she is on deck.
She's actually out there right now, it looks like.
No, that's...
You're right, it isn't. That's...
That's Wilson.
Yeah, that's cool. That's Nevaeh Cologne, who we... who I actually... Yeah, so you're right. Thank you for clearing that. I'm looking there. I'm like, oh, she's ready. No, you're right, but...
Yeah, she'll be coming up here in just a minute. So we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with that matchup here of Uni Ayala, as she'll be getting ready to wrestle for her opportunity to try to get on the medal stand as well. So we'll have that for you here in just a moment, as this action is coming to you today on the WJPA Sports Network, and that is sponsored by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
It looks like we're soon to get on the mats here for Uni Iowa of Cannon McMillan. She'll be coming up here at 118 pounds for the Big Macs. And her opponent coming up, it will be Sage Oliver of Honesdale.
Yeah, and then a little bit of a break we mentioned. So Ayala at 118, and our next match will be up at 142 pounds with Abigail Dolanche. So we'll see how that's going before we figure out, but certainly stick with us here. As again, as Greg mentioned, just moments from now, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan will be on the mat for her consolation match.
So right now, four wrestlers from Washington County guaranteed a medal, three in the semis, one in the consolations. Four more wrestlers to go, three of which are Big Macs from Cannon McMillan and Lady Eagle from Avella as well. Three AA wrestlers have clinched a medal from Washington Green County. So that brings the total to seven to the area. AAA is still to come.
Yep.
So big couple of rounds coming up for AAA in the quarters, and they have two rounds of consolations to wrestle in this upcoming round. So just to set the schedule as well, coming up for the rest of the day. So the quarterfinals for AAA scheduled for 2:15, and that's also the second round of consolations as well. And then at 4:45 is scheduled for the third round consolations. Keeping in mind, both AA and girls did move up that consolation round. So we'll see if that happens in AAA as well. But then we do have the semifinals and the consolations coming up here a little bit later tonight. So 7 o'clock, AA, AAA, and girls semifinals all wrestling at the same time. And then it'll be fourth round consolations for AA and AAA and third round consolations for the girls, and that's at 9 o'clock. So a long day.
You know, when you say it out loud like that, Greg, yeah, and you look at the clock and notice that it's only 10 after 1, but I told you today already, I mean, I know we haven't been here that long, but see, it's already 1 o'clock. The day always flies.
That is correct, and Ayala getting down on the mat. Going to take on Sage Oliver of Honesdale. Just about to get underway, and here we go, Greg, at 118 pounds.
All right.
Snap down quick, a shot in for Oliver. They all are trying to spin around behind, and now they'll break free of that, get back up to their feet.
Yeah, Ayala heavy on the head there to start, but not deciding not to do anything with it, but quick back to it, trying to get a snap, but I think Oliver maybe learned her lessons early on there and trying to keep her distance.
So 30 seconds into the opening period, we are scoreless. A couple of fake attempts by Ayala. And now they look like they're both going to shoot it at the same time.
Yep.
And that helps Ayala. She gets in on the leg. Now switches over. She's got two ankles. Gets Oliver down to the mat. Oliver trying to reach across body here just to want to hold this off. Final 5 seconds of the period. And it looks like she'll do just enough to not give up a takedown and be scoreless after one.
Yeah, you're right. Ayala in on that shot. Kind of came up and touched the head or the neck maybe once or twice. Kind of looking maybe to try to connect those dots, but decided otherwise. And I think a good first period, though, I think certainly showing off her, you know, aggressiveness here. And Ayala will start on the top to begin, and she'll get a...
Let's have a word with her, yeah.
So not sure.
That's blood time.
Okay. So I didn't think there was a caution there or anything, so...
Referee must have saw something before she got on top. So Olver did choose bottom for the second period.
Again, this is the only match here, at least that's in the near future. So,
yeah, no one even in the hole for right now, but weight classes of 130 and 136 are called. So Dolanche and Gray won't be too far behind.
Yeah, definitely moves quick, and I already see some 142 pounds kind of populating onto the board here at the Giant Center. So
keep you as updated as possible just to make sure you're able to tune in to our girls from the county. They all are trying to break her down, and you know, has that wrist control. Olver trying to break free of that.
I'm trying to work that near side. Trying to chop at that right arm and kind of hip her down, and Olver not really letting anything go, but give Ayala credit as she continues to ride successfully here as 35 seconds gone here in the second period.
Getting a little bit high on the one side. Wants to try for a crossface cradle.
Kind of let that right arm droop down, and now Olver really hanging on the right arm. Turns into her, but Ayala does a nice job to keep her hips up and find herself back and ultimately clear that right arm.
Got that high chop, too.
Yeah, we've seen her try to chop at that right elbow five or six times now. And I mean, give her credit, though. It's key. I think Oliver's respecting it enough that she's not, you know, trying to kind of keep herself hip down to the left.
Does catch a leg, though, does Oliver. Now, I don't know if it's an awkward cradle situation, but should have back points there. Olver able to turn her body up over top. No back points. Only a one count, I thought. I thought she would have had two there. But
yeah, it was close. And now sort of Ayala trying to reclaim position to get back on top. Now has the left leg of Olver hooked. They've got each other's alternating legs.
Ayala, really, she could just tilt this across, get that shoulder. She could even get some back points. At the very least, she's good in this position, right? No points being awarded.
Yeah, great job, though, getting that right leg and hip over and kind of jammed in between Oliver's legs.
Able to ride for those 2 minutes.
Yeah, that was a heck of a scramble. And, you know, I probably not exactly what Ayala would have preferred there, but you're right. Ultimately, no points awarded. And she's going to go to the third period, tied 0-0, and with a chance to score now from the bottom. Yeah, fun one so far here. And we'll see what Olver can do riding on top.
Yeah, Olver able to chop there, and right away, potentially dangerous. That's only 5 seconds off the clock, so another fresh start here to start the third period.
Yeah, must have had that left arm maybe and was...
Yeah, I didn't quite see
kind of, he was kind of looking like it was perpendicular on the back, so maybe something about how the arm was getting bent up quickly with us kind of hidden from the body.
Another potentially dangerous. Olver looks just a bit confused. Referee trying to explain why it's potentially dangerous.
Yeah, tough to tell from up here again. It looks like just maybe doing something back. The manipulation of that arm of Ayala, I can't quite see from here, but
Ayala up to her feet. Olver brings her back down to the mat. Ayala, to be honest, she was thinking about going neutral, I think, in this third period. She looked at the corner. They talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, I think just the opportunity. This is a low-scoring match, and just the opportunity to get that quick escape and get that point, I think, is appealing enough.
Here's a roll, trying to get her hips over top. This could be dangerous, though. And here it is. Olver able to get Ayala to her back. She wasn't able to win the battle of getting the hips over top. And Olver, I think this is why Ayala was thinking about trying to go neutral, knowing Olver's pretty tough on top.
Yeah, still another minute to go here. If Ayala can clear herself, she's able to do that, get off her back. But the the four near fall points for Olver, and we're going to get a whistle, and they're going to go back to the blood time with 56 seconds left. So you're right, sort of a mad scramble, but you know, Olver ultimately able to kind of just say muscle her over, but a little bit of a just kind of win that scramble, I guess, and find it. But with 56 seconds left, the chance to regroup. And again, with the three-point takedown, now being down four is no longer sort of the two-move combo that it once was. Obviously, you're going to need two moves. You're going to need an escape and a takedown, a reversal. But yeah, now all of a sudden an escape and a takedown can get this match tied. So, you know, if a quick escape here, which is easier said than done, should at least give Ayala a chance here. Down 4-0.
She's gotten to her feet a few times, but
she's been close.
Every time, Olver's been able to get her back down on the mat.
Yeah, and if able to, and again, maybe a seemingly well-timed blood timeout, a chance to, you know, just talk to your coaches and know the situation. I think here, you know, this isn't really an opportunity to, you know, these athletes are all conditioned well enough that it's not so much that you need the break, but a chance to, hey, 56 seconds, here's what you got to do. You know, this is where I think coaching really comes into play. And just knowing what it is. Officials finish cleaning up the mat. So we got a couple area wrestlers in the hole as well, so we'll see if we're able to keep it here after this one.
Dolanch and Gray both out in the hole, and Ayala trying to get up to her feet. It was turn and face, and now she's going to get free for one. Shot in right away. Olver able to sprawl back. 40 seconds left. 4-1 lead for Olver.
Yeah, got a clear cement mix over.
Yeah, pancake situation here now, and on her back. Takedown awarded. Close to getting the fall is Olver. Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan. Looks like she'll be one win shy of a state medal. Final 15 seconds. Olver has that leg trap too, and just nowhere for Ayala to go. It'll be an 11-1 final. Sage Olver of Honesdale will be your winner at 118 pounds.
Yeah, really great fight there. And, you know, she clears the escape. And I think she was able to turn into Olver and have a chance, but just never was able to truly clear herself, which I think gave Olver the leverage. And ultimately, as you mentioned, that pancake situation and flipped her over. And then, honestly, at that point, the near fall point sort of just a result of the takedown. But a really good fight and a really good effort, but just ultimately falls a little short.
So we got Abigail Dolanch of Avella. She is on deck. So she'll be coming up here in just a short while. And Eva Gray as well. She is in the hole. So both those wrestlers will be coming up shortly. And then we also have this round Natalie Rush of Canada McMillan as well. So one for two so far with the area wrestlers.
So far, yeah. Again, still a lot of opportunity and... We'll have to just wait and see what happens. Dolanch's opponent coming up will be, I had it there for a second, Austin Falls of Central Mountain, the sophomore. So that'll be coming up, as Greg mentioned. And then Eva Gray, her opponent, Lauren Sweet, of Conestoga, the senior from District 1.
So those two matches here coming up in just a moment. We'll take a short break and be back with more wrestling action here from the Giant Center in Hershey. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Wirtschel Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wirtschel and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know. People you trust. Wirtschel Funeral Home, off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of high school wrestling.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, bringing you state wrestling. Abigail Dolanche of Avella. She'll be coming up here. She is on deck. Eva Grave, Cannon McMillan in the hole. So a couple of local wrestlers still to come.
Yeah, and as usual, we look around and plenty of overall WPIL wrestlers going on as well, so always nice to see the overall local coverage and see if Dolanche and Gray can earn themselves towards the podium here in their upcoming match. Dolanche at 142 pounds, Gray at 148 pounds.
So I also want to mention, we talked about the schedule for the rest of the day today. Can also mention tomorrow, as this will definitely be something everybody will want to pay attention to with some of these girls now qualifying for a medal. The fourth round consolations for the girls and the fifth round consolations for AA and AAA will start at 9:30 tomorrow. And the third, fifth, and seventh place matches for AA girls and AAA, all wrestling together, will be at 11:30 tomorrow. So just kind of keep that schedule in mind. The finals for AA girls and AAA scheduled to start at 4 o'clock. So still have three wrestlers in the semifinals, which will be wrestled tonight for a potential to try to wrestle in that finals matchup. But at least want to, now that we're getting girls qualified for a medal, and
right,
you know, make sure that obviously tonight, tune back in, see where they, you know, staying for tomorrow, but also tomorrow we'll have all of their matches and see where they can finish here in the state.
Yeah, still a lot of wrestling ahead, as you mentioned. And you're right, still a lot to be determined. You know, we talk about, okay, they're going to get onto the podium, but you're right, there's still multiple matches that could be wrestled as you work your way through, especially the consolations. And for those who might fall in a quarterfinal match, you know, there's still a lot of wrestling. You know, these tournaments, I think, often, at least for me, they almost sneak up on you. It's like, oh, that's right, there's another round of consolations. Oh, right, there's another, you know, we got to get to figure out who's going to wrestle for third place, who's going to wrestle for fifth. It doesn't break down so quickly. And you see a lot of these names cycle through, and you said, didn't I just see that person wrestle? Well, yeah, you did. You know, the more you wrestle, the better, ultimately, it's going to improve you.
That's right. Yeah, so a win here obviously clinches a medal, but one more match still to come tonight, and then they'll have a guaranteed two matches tomorrow. That consolation semifinal round, essentially,
right,
to set up whether you're wrestling for third or fifth. And then anyone who would lose tonight in the consolations would be wrestling for seventh and eighth, so they would only have one match to go if they lost here tonight. But here this afternoon, it's a big one, because if you win, you get a medal, and if you lose, your season ends. So the match before Dolanche's is just finishing up. Sabina Davis of Plum is wrestling out there and winning big late in the third period. So as soon as that one finishes up, Dolanche of Avella will be out on the mat.
Yep. Again, Eva Gray in the hole on mat four. That match on mat four in the third period. Mount Lebanon wrestler wrestling there in that match in the third period. So she will be on deck, Eva Gray, that is, very soon. Always fun just to see as the mats condense and as the crowds, quite frankly, start to, you know, the number of wrestlers go home, but I think the interest peaks as we get later and later in the tournament. So it's always an interesting dynamic to sort of see the evolution of the crowd. And I actually noticed during, I think it was during Ella Trahan's match, a number of Cannon Mac wrestlers over in that corner cheering them on. So a lot of sort of county pride nearby, and
yeah,
that's always nice to see, and sort of rooting on your neighbors, quite frankly, especially in the case of Cannon McMillan and Fort Cherry. So just want to note that's something noticeable that was always good to see.
Well, the match goes final, so Dolanche of Avella will be coming out onto the mats. She goes out to get her ankle bands. Wrestling Austin Falls from Central Mountain. And we will be underway here at 142 pounds. Dolanche trying to hit Fireman's Carriage and now just has to switch to an outside single. Able to drop Falls down to a hip. Ball is just trying to really try to grab that ankle with Dolanche. Dolanche trying to work up the body. Close to getting a takedown is, yep. Dolanche just has to reach around the back.
Trying to climb that left arm just up a little bit more. Yep. There it is.
There's the takedown with 23 seconds left. Dolanche of Avella up 3-0.
Really glad to see that official. He looked like he wanted to call a stalemate there for a minute. Really glad he didn't. And Dolanche takes advantage.
She works a wrist and a half. Trying to force it over here. 5 seconds left in the period. Dolanche will not get any back points. She'll be up 3-0 at the end of one.
Yeah, really nice period there for Dolanche. And we've noticed here with really, I think all of the Washington County wrestlers, at least the girls that we've seen so far, Greg, they've oftentimes been the aggressors early on in the match. And I think that's made a difference in a few of these matches. Getting that early takedown and really starting to sort of impose their will here early.
Dolanche will go on the bottom to begin the second period. A leg thrown in by Falls.
Falls was quick there. She came right up over top of the shoulders, and that was really her intent from the go.
Trying to go heavy on the head and has Dolanche flattened out right now. Able to get that leg out, but now right back in with the legs as Falls.
Maybe a little high there trying, Falls is, to try to get that left leg wrapped back around. As Dolanche, it looks like, is trying to go for the head.
And yeah, trying to shake her down too, right? Getting up.
Yep. And Falls has got to be careful. That's, yep.
Not only that, now she's going to get the fall as well. Dolanche able to pull the head down and get the fall at the same time. So a fall comes at 1 minute and 53 seconds for Dolanche of Avella to clinch a medal.
Yeah, love that effort. Great job from Dolanche too. As, again, Falls, it was that whistle blew, and Greg, she immediately like climbed the body, threw that arm over the shoulder, and tried to get that right leg in and was riding successfully for a minute. But was, I think, too dependent upon getting that leg in, ultimately compromise her position. Wonderful job by Dolanche to see it, find the head, be patient on sort of slowly working herself out the back. And you're right, once she had full grasp of that head, Falls was stuck, and Dolanche takes care of business.
So Dolanche will clinch another medal. That'll be 5 for Washington County here on the girls' side, and still 2 more to go with Eva Gray and Natalie Rush. Where we are right now, Eva Gray, the match she was coming up on, that match went into overtime.
Of course.
That Mount Lebanon wrestler you mentioned. So They're just getting underway here on mat number four. Eva Gray is on deck, and Natalie Rush is in the hole on the mat that Abigail Dolanche just finished up on.
Of course she is. I mean, why wouldn't she be, right? Well, it's interesting, right, because, again, these things move quickly, and the way that the mats are sort of stacked and staggered, you've got matches at 136 pounds still actively wrestling, and Natalie Rush is wrestling at 190.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they are spread out all throughout. So certainly, I think for right now, we're gonna keep it here with Gray, again, nearby for her match at 148.
I tell you what, if you want to aggravate Bob Gregg, this is the setup right here. You have matches at 136, 142, 148. Drives them crazy whenever it's four or five different ones going on at the same time.
155 on deck, 170 in the hole, 190 in the hole. I mean, we are all over the place. And how did we do this before?
It happens a bit, too. And like, yeah, just a lot of flipping, right? Whenever you had to actually keep the paper brackets.
Oh, goodness.
It's there's a lot of flipping going on for sure. But, yeah, we got and so far for the WPI, I think, you know, girls-wise, Greg, I mean, they're wrestling really well. Four wrestlers have been eliminated, but, you know, they have five medals and two more potential. Yeah, it's a great thing to see.
Yeah, not just five medals, but as you mentioned,
three semifinalists
as well, so certainly still an opportunity. And, you know, I think all three that are in the quarterfinals right now, or excuse me, all three that are in the quarters, no, the semis. All three that are in semis right now, I think all have a. We were talking at the break at Liliani Giulianelli. That was probably an upset on paper, her win. But I mean, you know, I think a chance to not just, hey, third or fourth place. I think you've got some real opportunities to win the whole darn thing. And that's awesome to see. And again, Ella Trahan with a really nice win. Abby Dolanche with a really nice win here in this blood round. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think the girls here in our counties have been super impressive so far.
And Eva Gray of Cannon-McMillan has now taken to the mats. So she will be coming up, talking to the referee right now as her opponent gets her ankle bands on. And we'll be getting underway. Lauren Sweet of Conestoga. And they are underway. And right away, Sweet going for that headlock. Going for the headlock and potentially dangerous. Or no, I mean, excuse me, a penalty point right away. She didn't even have the arm in. Just grabbed the head.
I mean, that is one strategy, right? Looks like she's
going right back for it.
I mean, she certainly, again, that tight tie-up, she's trying to get underneath, get the leverage. Pulling on that arm. And
Gray being a little more hesitant, too. Now the headlock again locked in for Sweet. Tries to throw her. Gray trying to roll her all the way through, but Sweet will get the headlock in, and on her back is Gray.
Gray trying to pull her body away. Yeah, there's the fall.
Fall for Sweet at 32 seconds. Well, you knew it was coming, I guess.
Yucky. I mean, you know, certainly tough break for Eva Gray. I don't know. Maybe it's the lightweight in me, just not my style. But
yeah, she was all after the head.
Yeah,
there was
a clear intention there, and I mean, credit due where it is. Lauren Sweet able to find a way to win, but. Yeah, not my style of wrestling at all, Greg. Just maybe that's a little too much, but.
So that will eliminate Eva Gray at 148 pounds with that fall. So one more Washington County wrestler to come, and that is Natalie Rush. She is in the hole right now.
Yep. Match going on mat five, where Rush will be in the third period, so. Not too far away, but.
I say this, too, about some of the girls wrestling. You know, you have some really great matches, and then you have a match like this, like the Sweet Gray match. It ends in 30 seconds. It's
right.
You see a lot more falls, I think, in the girls' matches. And so it's hard to say, like, hey, this is going to be in 5 minutes or 15 minutes, because this is.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that could come up quick. I mean, even that match before the gray suite ended pretty quickly.
Right.
So.
Yeah, got a couple injuries going on. Now you can see some of the energy picked up. You might hear some of the crowd noise going on. And again, we mentioned this is the blood round. I mean, this is not to say the stakes aren't always high in any of these matches, but right, I mean, you find yourself in this round and, you know, a more tangible thing kind of, you know, at your fingertips for these wrestlers. And so keep an eye on it as, again, that match on mat five, nearing its end in the last 10 seconds, which will put Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan on deck on mat five here momentarily.
We'll take a short break, and we will come back with that match and wrap things up for the girls' side of wrestling action here for the quarterfinals and consolations. You're listening to Wrestling Action here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Well, Greg, that match that was looking like it was going to go final has not gone to overtime. Natalie Rush is on, so
I jinxed it. That's
you did.
I mean, I don't think there's any way around it, but we get a takedown. Nope. Just out of bounds they go.
So again, the semifinals still to come here tonight, and that's at 7 p.m. start time, and also the third round consolations for the girls will immediately follow the semifinals, slated time-wise to be 9 o'clock. Imagine, though, if it ends early in the semis, they'll probably wrestle them pretty straight through.
I mean, you would certainly think that, but who knows? A pretty sizable gap there between third-round consolation. I mean, I guess it's not really that different. About 2.5 hours. It's pretty standard for sort of a session length. And yeah, we were talking about it in the car on the way here, Greg. You know, with adding the girls in and everything, this is a long day. I mean, today's action started at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And
usually it probably won't wrap till about 11 o'clock at night.
Right. I mean, that is sometimes something I think to acknowledge of just, yeah, this is, you know, it's don't have any sympathy for us. We're fine, but you know, some of these officials, and honestly, just the folks working the building and the other
table
all
workers,
right,
yeah, I mean, the media that wants to cover all three, you know.
I mean, there is quite a heavy lift for a lot of people here. Most importantly, our wrestlers, many of them are wrestling multiple matches.
And think about, too, like, look at the double A side. Those boys have to weigh in at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So that's not even, you know, you're talking about, you know, well, maybe they start school that early, whatever. But you're talking about you're going to have to get up at, you know, 6, 6:30 just to be able to come way in here at 7 to wrestle a match to try to get a state medal, get into the semifinals at 8 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you know? And again, the mental preparation. I mean, right, this is not a small, for many of these wrestlers, this is a, I'll say a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Any of them will go on and wrestle more important matches, but this is a pretty important...
This is what you work for all season.
Right, right. This is a pretty important thing, and
You know, you go to practices back in, you know, December or November, right? You're not going to those practices just for a tournament in January. You're wrestling to try to get to the pinnacle, which is a state tournament here in March.
Yeah, state tournament and here in the state of Pennsylvania, too, which, I you know.
One of the best wrestling states in
right,
the nation.
We've argued, you know, obviously you and I are biased being former, you know, Whipple WPIL wrestlers, but, you know, I'd argue, right, you're, and I mean, this is something that is talked about. I remember our wrestling room of, you'd look up and see the couple of plaques of the guys who placed at state tournaments and the reverence you kind of note to them. And, I mean, that's...
And the banners you look at in,
right.
in any school that has their state champions listed.
Yep.
Or 100 match win wrestlers, you know, listed. And, you know, you just think about a season in which you know, a long season too, right? I mean, even if you're not someone who wrestles in the off season, you know, wrestling in the summertime or anything like that, if you're just purely in it, for the actual wrestling season, it starts in November. That's when practices start, and you're wrestling. If you're, you know, able to wrestle in the state tournament, it's here in March. So, you know, you're talking about, you know what, 5 months of wrestling.
I mean, of wrestling, not even all the work in between. And you're right, the off seasons and things like that.
But this is what you wrestle for: is this weekend of wrestling, and to have. Now, granted, I think in the past years, right, they might have started at 9 a.m., but it's just it's a hard start.
It's a hard
time.
Start.
For those double-A guys. And then look at these other wrestlers who are wrestling in the consolations, right? So we look at, you know, Ella Trahan, Abigail Dolanch. They're coming back. They're not going to wrestle in that semifinal round. They're wrestling in that consolation round, which starts at 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
So now what tournament have you wrestled in that you wrestled your match at 9 o'clock tonight to see if you could try to get towards third place?
Right. So, yeah, to have the opportunity to wrestle again – at least one match again tomorrow, plus it's only 1 something in the afternoon. Think about, I mean, I know, just speaking from my own personal experience, there is nothing worse than waiting around for 5, 6, 7 hours at a time waiting for that next one.
These wrestlers, they'll go back to their hotel. They'll, you know, try to get some rest, but what is it?
It's tough mentally. It just is.
And you're just going to be off your schedule, right?
Right.
This is not something you're used to on a weekly basis as far as scheduling goes.
Well, and Greg, because I've jinxed everything else, our Natalie Rush from Cannon McMillan on deck, the match in front of her now has blood time. just a minute into the match, too.
That's into the second period.
So we appreciate everyone who's listening, waiting for Natalie Rush's match, that you're hanging on with us, and We are standing by, anxiously waiting to bring that to you.
So I will say, too, the boys are scheduled, which the way the girls are finishing up, they should be on time for the boys to get started at 2:15. That's when the quarterfinals and the second round of consolations will take place. Tune in right away. We're going to make sure we're on the air no later than 2:15 because Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township will wrestle at 107 pounds. He will be the first to go.
Yep.
He'll have those quarterfinals wrestling first. So he'll be on mats 1 through 4. And actually, he's at the top of the weight, so he'll probably be on mat 1.
Yep.
As the first one to go. So, you know, make sure you stick with us right at 2:15, because that's when Nick McGarity will be going on the mat and getting underway.
Probably won't be long before we see the next couple of them, too.
Yeah, and then you have Dom Canale of Trinity, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. They'll both be in the quarterfinals as well, excuse me. We got TJ Allison of Trinity, Darius McMillan of Peters Township. They'll be going off in the consolations after that. And then we'll have Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg, Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan in the consolations, and Jake Conroy in the quarterfinals. So that's what's upcoming on the AAA side. And then following that, another round of consolations.
Much like we've done here with the girls here.
Which would be great if we had only 4 consolation matches that next round and they're all the people that won, right?
Right.
Because we'll have 4 semifinals. That'd be the ideal.
That's what we're going for. That's what we'll do our best to influence it in no way whatsoever to make sure that happens. But, yeah, certainly a good sort of, I don't say loaded, but and pretty well spaced out too, right? McGarity at 107. Canale, Hartman, Allison, boom, 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 27, 33, and 39. McMillan, 52. Stevenson, Collins, Conroy, 89 and 215. So pretty well spaced out, so we'll hopefully be able to keep the coverage here for a lot of that as each of those wrestlers sort of work their way through those brackets.
See Natalie Ross just patiently waiting to get out on the mat. She'll be wrestling here at 190 pounds. And let's talk about her matchup that's coming up, Greg. She'll be wrestling from Easton, Mara Case, at 190 pounds. So one final period to go before they get onto the mats. And Rush, the West champion, she is a senior. She is 34-7 on the season. Case, meanwhile, she was the Southeast runner-up. She's a senior, and she is 30-7 on the season. Case wrestled Giulianelli in the opening round of wrestling here yesterday, and Giulianelli got a fall in 58 seconds. Giulianelli had the opening takedown in that match and then ended up getting the fall. So that'll be Rush's opponent that she'll be taking on here in this matchup with a chance to get a medal.
I was going to say, sounds like a great opportunity, I think, for Rush to work through it. And, of course, the match before them for Rush and Case take the mat. Still in the third period. And honestly, looking up at the board, there is a Woodland Hills wrestler wrestling a 235 at the same time as Natalie Rush. But Natalie Rush, the only other WPIL wrestler still remaining to go here in this girls' consolation round.
Yeah, that match on the mat Rush will be on is about a minute to go.
Greg, what I've been wondering is, how do I sit in one of the boxes here at the Giant Center?
Probably pretty pricey, if I had to guess.
I was going to say. Not that we have bad. We have a wonderful setup here, but I've always been curious about that. The match on mat 5, now just about 35 seconds to go. And it's a close one, but out of bounds, they'll go. 31 seconds remaining there. And as Greg mentioned, you can see Natalie Rush warming up nearby with her coaching staff. But again, I want to point out just the level of support and camaraderie amongst these WPIAL and specifically Washington County teams. Again, I noticed during Abigail Dolanche's match, again, that same group of supporters that had blue and gold on and red on, and so the Fort Cherry contingent and the Avella contingent and the Canemac contingent, all of that, a lot of support there. And Greg, wouldn't you know it, the match on mat 5 going to go to overtime.
Back-to-back overtime matches. Because
you can't make this up. But yeah, love the support. Going back to the earlier point, love the support of all of these neighboring districts to support each other here in Hershey. A great accomplishment to get here and to have that extra support, I think, is great to see. But
so Natalie Rush has not wrestled Mara Case from Easton. Quick note on Natalie Rush. She's committed to West Liberty University. So congratulations to Natalie on that commitment. She was a state runner-up last year after being both a WPIL and regional champion. Rush was a third-place finisher in WPIL this year but was a region champion. So Rush not able to get back to the state finals after dropping a loss in the quarterfinals. Mara Case. She was her district champion, a second in the regional tournament. Last year, she was a third-place finisher in the district and second in the region, but did not medal at the state tournament. It looks like we're going to get Natalie Rush here on the mat. Greg?
It does look like we will finally get that. Lambert of Northampton, a winner in sudden victory over Webster of Hickory there. For those listening, heard that roar of the crowd on that takedown in sudden victory. And as you mentioned, now, finally, Natalie Rush of Canon McMillan takes the mat on mat five, as she will be one of the last matches of this session.
Back-to-back overtime matches. After two quick falls, too, right? Dolanch had a quick fall. Then Gray ended up losing by fall, but they were both really quick matches on that side. Also not entirely sure what the weight is here. Both girls standing at the table. Pretty clear who should be green and who should be red. I mean, Case has a red singlet on and Rush with the blue and gold.
Yeah, it looks like the flow is not updated. The scoreboard down there has not updated yet.
We got the right ankle bands and about to get underway. Appreciate you listening in here on WJPA.
That's the official still over at the table, too.
There we go.
Hey, all right.
They couldn't clear off the last match, I think was the issue.
Yeah, with the exception of one other match, this will be the... All the other final matches are now underway.
And we are underway for Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan. Outside single attempt. Not able to get in on Case deep enough. Both wrestlers getting back into a tie-up.
Yeah, Rush doesn't seem to want to tie up under Case's terms.
Halfway through the first period. Rush back in, now getting into a tie, trying to control the tie.
Case looked for a second there to want to try to step through, but
there's a nice drag there from Case on an arm drag, but Rush didn't turn her hips, so back into a tie up they go. Final seconds of the first period. Looks like we'll be scoreless at the end of one.
Yeah, Kay's trying to push the envelope maybe a little bit more than Rush there, but Rush does a nice job to sort of play by her rules, and she will defer her choice, Rush that is, and Case is going to choose neutral to begin the second period.
So right back at it, going for the head of one another and into a tie-up. Rush trying to keep that inside tie. Case now gets on top of the head. Wanted to get a pancake situation. Now Rush with a headlock. Trying to throw it. But just wasn't tight enough.
Yeah, and wasn't able to get Case kind of over her hip there. To hip her over. You're right. That was kind of an inorganic, like, kind of grab of the head there, and I think a nice shot from Rush to sort of see what you can do with it and then bail out appropriately, and no harm, no foul as they continue to push here a minute in.
Still heavy on the tie. Now an underhook here for Case. break out of the tie. Snap down here for Case, trying to spin behind. Gets behind Rush, and she will get the takedown. Case's lead 3-0.
Yeah, and Case was setting up just heavy on that head again, trying to get sort of the leverage and get Rush caught.
Now a cradle locked in for Case.
Yeah, can't quite tell if she has that locked. No, it doesn't have it locked up.
Yeah, lost the cradle, and now to her feet is Rush. Dropping down on a leg is Case. Wants to drive her out of bounds, and she will, but a stalling call. And I agree with it. She went and pushed her right out of bounds.
Yep.
There was no intention whatsoever to do anything with that leg other than get out of bounds.
Yeah, you're right. Great call there from the official as Rush was really trying to find herself a point.
And now that's big because Case right again holding on that leg. She's got to trip Rush down to the mat. She will this time and will ride for the rest of the period. So Rush will trail 3-0 at the end of two. Now Rush a little bit slow to get up to her feet, and she's going to call for injury time.
Yeah, just kind of hit a little awkwardly as you mentioned. Case brings her down to the mat, but it felt like Rush kind of, not to say she fell, but it was a little awkward there as she was kind of falling out of bounds towards her coaches, although she's up to her knees and...
It may have just had the wind knocked out of her a bit.
Yeah, I'll say appears to easy for us to say from up here, but sitting up, maybe catching her breath. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it just sort of a, without speculating too far, it seems like it might have just been a.
Yeah, on her side right now is what she's looking
at.
Yeah,
it felt like it wasn't sort of a. Sometimes it's kind of when you fall, it's kind of choppy, right? Whether your foot gets stuck or. You know, that first, whether it's your knee or your shoulder that hits first, it kind of sticks in the mat and it can kind of just, yeah, kind of jar you a little bit. But only one other match going on at 2:35. And you've got a fall over there. So third period underway now for Rush. She'll ride on top as she is the last remaining match here on the girls' consolation round.
And Rush choosing the top position for the third period. Feeling like her best opportunity, which you keep in mind, Case chose neutral.
Right.
So didn't want to get underneath of Rush. Rush right now hasn't been able to get Case flattened out.
Yeah, Case does not appear to be in much of a rush. No pun intended. See if Rush can maybe draw a stalling call out of it. Officials looks like kind of telling Case to get moving a little bit.
Case slowly up to her, and I didn't get to her feet, right? Maybe to 1 foot, but not getting that far elbow. Rush, they were break her down flat. Taking that elbow, just really trying to drag it underneath the body. Yep. Just got down to a minute to go in the third. Stalling call. That's going to be a penalty point. Makes it 3-1.
Yeah, maybe again. Yeah, has Case completely broken down flat. Rush is absolutely just pounding on the back, trying to find something. See if she can't get off to the side maybe and try to run one of those halves. 30 seconds to go. Case trying to work herself back up to her knees.
Down to 20 seconds left.
Yeah, Rush just working hard. Another stalling.
I don't expect her to get hit again, though, with just 10 seconds left. So it's 3-2. But now working up to her base, and Rush is not going to be able to turn Case in this two-minute period. And Natalie Rush of Cannon-McMillan will fall short. Of getting back on the podium, she'll drop a 3-2 decision. So the WPIAL will have 5 total medalists on the, or not the WPIAL, the Washington County area will have 5 total medalists. Here is semifinalists Marley Solomon of Cannon-McMillan, Elena Ashby of Trinity, and Liliana Julianelli of Peters Township, and then two consolation wrestlers, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry and Abigail Dolanche of Avella. So five total. AAA boys are coming out on the mats to warm up. We're going to take a quick timeout and send it back to the FM side for some music and be back on right at 2:15 to bring you Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township's quarterfinal matchup. So we will have that for you here in about 15 minutes. You're listening to Wrestling Action here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.